You're listening to SBS News. Australia is facing an extinction crisis. So say more than 240 scientists who've added their names to an open letter to Prime Minister Scott Morrison. They're calling for environment laws to be strengthened in a forthcoming review. One of the signatories is the director of the Centre for Biodiversity and Conservation Science at the University of Queensland, Professor James Watson. Professor Watson says successive governments, state and federal, have failed to tackle habitat loss caused by land clearing.
We are the world's leading deforester. We win against every other nation on the planet, including Brazil. We clear more land than any other country. And I think Australians don't really realise that. And it's out of control in places. Some of these places are down to the last 5% of natural habitat and they're still being cleared. I think any reasonable Australian who can look at the future plight of Australia's natural biodiversity and think about the consequences for climate change will realise that we've got to get this under control.
Professor Watson stresses that while land clearing is a major concern, most Australian farmers want to do what he calls the right thing.
Most farmers are incredibly reasonable. Most farmers are stewards of the land and most farmers know that they want to do the right thing and they want to be rewarded for doing the right thing, not just for their farms and their productivity, but for the biodiversity that is on their land. So I would say that we need to get the laws right and enforced, but also really make sure there's a balance between rewarding good behaviour for appropriate farming and actually punishing bad behaviour for inappropriate land clearing.
Barsha Stazek from the Australian Conservation Foundation hopes the federal government heeds the warnings.
We certainly hope that the federal government will listen to our scientists and see this as an opportunity to reversing the trend on extinction and really putting in place a lasting legacy for our species so that, you know, future generations can enjoy all the wonderful species that Australia has.
She says Australia's environment laws need to strike the right balance.
I think what we really need to think about here is the balance between absolutely what farmers need to do on their land, but also in terms of our wildlife and our environment. Because, of course, when we start destroying our natural world, we all pay the price for that. Farmers, communities across the country, cities, there's a real cost to environmental degradation. So I think the role that our environment laws have to play here is to really get that balance right and to make sure that we are protecting our national environment.
An independent review of the Environment Protection and Biodiversity Conservation Act is due to start by the end of this month and will be the first review in a decade. Environment Minister Susan Lee says the review will be an independent process that would encourage submissions from a wide variety of perspectives. She says the government is investing significantly in environmental restoration and land care programs to promote biodiversity and safe havens for native species. Greg Dyett, SBS News.